When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Don't it up.
If you love reality, this is Big Brother.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
Bye, pumpkin.
My ear is gone.
You're going to love the Real House Husbands podcast.
The Real House Husbands.
Talking all things reality, both on screen and in real life.
You will never believe what happened next.
Because sometimes it's juicier.
Who goes out of their way to go and say that to someone?
Get ready, because it's about to get real in here with your hosts, Tim and Rod.
The morphless of them all.
Tim, Rod. You are the winners of the amazing.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Real House Husbands.
Yes.
We have so much fun doing this, so thanks for coming back and listening to another episode.
I just love our little giggle.
No. Can't stop laughing.
Well, this week on the pod, we are talking about things you did when no one was watching.
This is going to be dangerous.
Sounds saucy.
By this we mean things you did as a kid or a teenager at home alone when no one was home. You had the whole house to yourself.
Still sounds saucy.
Things that you were like, oh my God, if someone catches me, this is going to be so embarrassing. It was just an absolute nightmare if someone was to walk home and catch you doing what you were doing. And it's going to get juicy.
Yes, but coming up, our guest on today's podcast is Lisa D'Amato. She was on America's Next Top Model and then came back and won an All-Star season. And she is absolutely gorgeous. And yes. I cannot wait to chat to her.
She is such a character, mate. Eh? Such a character. But first up, we thought we'd spill the tea on all the things we used to do back in the day that we hid from the world, home alone, our little gay boys. This is going to get messy. But obviously, let's just... put the most obvious one out there first. Obviously, watching porn and masturbating. Obviously.
It was those things like when, like, you knew you were home by yourself. Well, back in the day, it was dial-up internet. And you'd be like, come on. And then you'd finally click on a photo and you'd be like, come on. Oh, there's the chest.
Oh, and the worst thing in the world, you had the whole house to yourself. At home watching your porn or whatever, and then the car would pull up
in the
driveway, and you think, oh shit, quickly delete the history. Did you ever do that? Because I remember I used to like obviously watch gay porn when I was a bit older, but then you would delete the history and then quickly Google straight porn, then delete it just in case someone found the deleted history.
No, I used to like freak out because I'd just be like, oh my God. And I was just like frantically closing all the windows I'd open. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, and I actually didn't really even know how to delete the history, but a story for another day because oh my gosh, that's an embarrassing conversation.
Oh my God. And the worst thing, obviously, like, isn't it just common sense back in the day used to just masturbate in the shower? Because then even if someone was to walk in, it's just a quickly and easy hide. No one's really going to catch you jacking off in the shower.
But it's also just the other things that are like more sweet and innocent. We're not all dirty freaks. It's the, like, for me, like, I was obsessed with Glee. Even though it's just a normal TV show sort of thing that people would watch, I always thought that if people knew I loved Glee, they would think I was gay, and I wanted to hide that for so long.
Yes.
But when Glee was on, I was like I was this little diva.
Yes.
I used to just strut around the house. Like when all the ballads, when Rachel would bust out in these ballads, I would bust out and think I was like incredible.
Oh my God. Yes. That's iconic. I used to kind of do the same thing. Like I remember when everyone would go leave the house, mum would go to Woolies to do the grocery shopping. I would go into her cupboard, into her wardrobe, put some of her heels on. I'd go to the bathroom. I'd put her makeup on. I'd be strutting around the house, dancing to Shania Twain.
Oh,
mum had a Shania Twain album and a Cher album.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Yes. I would blast them both super loud. It's surprising the neighbors probably didn't see, or I'm sure they would have heard something, but I'd be dancing around the house and every few minutes, I'd quickly poke my head out the window just to make sure mum's car hadn't pulled up in the driveway.
With your makeup and heels.
I think she pulled up once and I was like, shit. Quickly ran in, chucked the heels back in the cupboard, wiped the makeup off, turned Cher off, turned Shania off. Oh my God. What else, mate? Well,
speaking of neighbors, I remember like busting out to Glee, and one of the things I used to always do was go and close all the windows so that the neighbors wouldn't hear me busting out.
No
and
way.
This one particular time I forgot to shut the windows.
Yeah.
And as I like hit this huge note and thought I would like just nailed it, my neighbor's like, good job, Rod.
Yes!
Over the fence. And I was just like, oh. I just went dead quiet. I think I died. Like my like heart stopped in that moment. I was just
I just remembered. Mum's, it's always someone to be around mum. Mum had, you know, those amazing like full mirrored wall cupboards, whatever you call it, in the house. That was the only one in the house. Full mirrored. So it felt like when you're in her room, you're in like a dance studio. I remember going in there one day when no one was home, put the Pussycat Dolls on. You know the music video When I Grow Up? And there's that iconic dance break. I put that on, had the music video on the computer, which was in the next room. So I'll try and learn the choreography. Then I'd go into mum's room and like perform it to the song in front of the mirror, dance around once again, every few minutes, pop my head out the window to see if anyone had pulled up.
Oh my God.
I was living my Pussycat Dolls fantasy.
Did you ever actually get caught though? That's another thing, because I remember I was doing these like runways. So we used to have a long hallway in our house.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear the door open. I don't know whether the garage door was still open or what was, or I had the music up too much, but
yeah.
I was just living my best life and I'm doing these runways. Like catwalks, like like then just like strutting, and then I look into the kitchen and mum's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, nothing.
Oh my God, I kind of had that. Remember Sanity? Remember how I used to go to Sanity,
the music store,
I used to buy the album or buy the CD. I remember saving up and I went and got Britney Spears, I'm a Slave for You, the single. So it was one song, came home, put it on the family like CD player or whatever, was blasting it. Once again, I thought I was home alone, trying to learn Britney's dance break in the living room. I did not know that my brother and his friends were sitting out on the front porch.
And you're like, I'm a slave.
Literally, I was bumping, grinding, popping my ass, twerking on the floor, living my Britney fantasy. And then they like came in, basically walked in. I was just like, oh, I'm just listening to Britney. Like, here I am, clearly like a raging little homer.
Oh my gosh. What other like artists did you listen to? Like, I know that one of my friends got me Miley's album.
Miley's,
I think it was the Party in the USA. Yeah. Was that the one that had The Climb in it, or was that a different album?
I think Party in the USA was a little bit, that was when she got a little bit slutty, wasn't it? First slutty phase.
Well, I remember busting out to The Climb.
Oh, how does The Climb?
Because I used to just build it up, and that's when I used to think I could sing.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I'd just be like, oh my God, did you ever do this? Once again, no one was home. You got the bed sheet and you would create gowns out of the bed sheet strut around the house.
And the towel. I used
the towel
like
on
flip it up so it made me look like I had this big like Dolly Parton wig on.
I remember being obsessed with Cruella de Vil, and I used to like make Cruella outfits and strut around the house like I was looking for puppies. Like,
oh my gosh, I was like, you didn't kill dogs, did you?
I slaughtered puppies No, I didn't go that far.
Well, and on Miley, Hannah Montana was the other show that I was just obsessed with. No straight boy is obsessed with Hannah Montana. Like, I wanted to be Hannah Montana, not be with Hannah Montana.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yes! You were going to divorce me after this, because we still do have in the family home a bar. You know that bar at the back?
Yeah. Didn't your mum knock that out recently?
Oh, she recently knocked it out, but it was there obviously growing up back in the day, and I was obsessed. Remember Coyote Ugly?
Oh my God.
And they used to dance on the bar.
Literally,
no one was home, so I would put that song on and I'd get up on the bar and like be like slut dropping on the bar and like crawling across it as if I was serving men drinks.
Oh my gosh, I'm not divorcing you. I'm going to give you drinks to serve me on our bench job.
Like, I literally had my dad's bottles of booze and like any bottles of wine under the bar, and I was like acting like I was pouring it. It was closed booze, obviously, but I was acting like I was pouring it and like dancing for money.
That's so good.
Trying to like make it rain.
Knees in that?
Yeah, obviously. I was trying to like make it rain for the invisible people. A wet shirt, t-shirt come. I did that as well. Got in the shower in a wet shirt and like got on your knees and like grinded. Did you ever do that? What the fuck?
Oh my gosh. Okay, now I'm divorcing you.
Can we start doing this shit again? How much fun was that back in the day?
Especially like the serving of drinks. I want to be served drinks from you in a wet t-shirt on our bench.
Up on the bar like a Coyote Ugly stripper.
Okay, well that's enough because no one's going to keep listening to us because they're like, who are these freaks?
Who are these sickos?
But coming up very soon is Lisa D'Amato and we are so excited to hear some stories of hers.
Yes, the queen of America's Next Top Model, the winner of America's Next Top Model All-Stars. It doesn't get better than that. We can't wait to chat to Lisa soon. Don't miss it.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So our next guest is America's Next Top Model's Wild Child and All-Stars winner. She's been on Shark Tank and is a Forbes inventor. What makes us love her even more is she is not only so goddamn likable, but she is also a recording artist, a fashion model, an inventor, an iconic TV personality, and a fierce CEO. Please welcome our favorite character to ever come out of America's Next Top Model and the queen who will always be on top, Lisa D'Amato.
Yes. Woo. Welcome, Lisa.
I'm so much. That was so nice. Oh, my God.
Our guests always end up with a big head after our intros.
Yeah, I'm floating away, you guys. My head is, like, blown up. I'm floating above the Hollywood sign now.
Yes.
It's about to pop.
Look, we just wanted to say a huge thank you, Lisa, because as little confused, scared and confused gay boys, we used to watch you on America's Next Top Model, and it gave us the opportunity to escape into like a fantasy world where we could be as fierce as you. So thank you for helping inspire us and get us through those challenging years.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Well, this week
you're
on
so
our
very welcome.
This week on our podcast, we've been talking about things you would do when no one was watching. So for us as kids, obviously there's the main ones like obviously like porn and masturbation and whatnot. But we're also talking about when we used to pretend to be on America's Next Top Model and strut up our hallways and do the things that those sort of things when our parents weren't home. Where I used to watch like Glee, the TV show, and bust out in all the big ballads and all the rest of it. And we wanted to hear from you. What were the things that you did as like a child growing up behind the scenes that you didn't want anyone to find out about?
One thing that was really weird as a child is I always thought that there was like a camera that was filming, like an imaginary cameraman, and my life was so different and interesting, you know? But I think mostly when I think of like what I would do when I was younger, when no one was looking, was definitely like put on weird outfits, like switch up my clothes a little bit, you know, cut them up or put holes in stuff. And then I would just model and try to be like Christy Turlington or Claudia Schiffer or whatever.
Yes.
And, you know, if I did that in front of anyone, they'd be like, what are you doing? You know?
Well, going to America's Next Top Model, you've obviously done it a couple of times. You obviously had like you've been quite outspoken about different experiences with it. Do you have like a favorite and least favorite moment from America's Next Top Model?
Yeah. I mean, I would say the coolest part about Top Model, obviously, is when you get to do these really amazing photo shoots.
Yes.
And the fashion is like to die for, you know?
Yes.
I think that's really cool. And traveling, you know, like that's such a blessing.
Yeah.
Playing like the ultimate like dress up, right?
Yes.
So that I would say is super fun. I had a blast working with J. Manuel and also Miss J because they're so talented.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
So I felt super blessed to work with them, regardless if they like me or not. That doesn't matter. And I think they do. I know they just think that I'm super authentic. But, and then the worst part is I've been saying, is like, you know, I really wish that they just didn't constantly kick below the belt and just weaponize childhood trauma for, you know, sweeps week. I don't know if you guys know what sweeps week is, but it's ultimately like in television world, like the networks, they all battle for like the biggest ratings. And so it's kind of like the sweep, like who's going to sweep all the ratings they compete. And so they'll do anything for that because ultimately their jobs are on the line. Like if they don't get renewed for another season, it's just so gross how low the entertainment, like the reality TV world will go.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Because at the end of the day, like they don't really care about quality of life of anybody afterwards or what it does to them in the long run when these shows replay on repeat. And it's the girls know what that scene was, you know, whereas the audience doesn't. They think that it's, you know, it's just superficial. What you see is what you get. And that's not what it is. It's actually some really torturous shit that they'll put on television and then wrap it around like the vibe of what story they're trying to tell when it's actually like much worse than that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
For a lot of people, because a lot of people listening might not know that you've been very vocal about you've saying that the producers and Tyra, like manipulated your childhood trauma and use that against you in the voxies and the interviews. And even you, we read an article or saw an interview that you did a psychology evaluation pre America's Next Top Model, and they use those results against you throughout the season. That is just absolutely ridiculous. And we can understand how much and that would have negatively impacted you. You must be furious.
You know, you just get to this point after you, like, I've had so much therapy, and I wouldn't have been fortunate enough to get all the therapy that I've gotten if it wasn't because they weaponized my trauma against me, you know, in a television situation, because it did break me down to such a point that I wasn't prepared to handle. And then on repeat forever, it's like you're stuck in an echo chamber of the way the world views you when it's not, it's probably like two characteristics of your personality. Yeah. When I've got like 300 characteristics of my personality. Yeah. And then it's like the two that they use, you know, it's under like the most stress possible. And that's how you reacted because you were just in survival mode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that's just project. Like I honestly truly feel like I'm stuck in an echo chamber. 100%.
No way.
Because people are just like, shut the fuck up, you dumb alcoholic bitch, get over it. And I'm like, huh?
You know? That's what people say to me on the daily.
I'm obsessed with like behind the scenes sort of stuff of filming. Like even on it, we won an Amazing Race here in Australia, and there was so much there was so much stuff that when we watched it back, we're like, oh my gosh, I missed that part and whatnot. Was there bits of America's Next Top Model where you were just like hanging out to see it air, or you know what went down, but they just never showed it?
Or any shady shit from behind the scenes with like Tyra or Janice Dickinson that just didn't get aired?
There's a lot of things that didn't get aired. Like there was a lot of really fucked up things that didn't get aired. And then there's things that you're like, why would they do this? And you're like, oh, because it doesn't fit the narrative that they were going with. Like for instance, like on my original season, Cycle 5, a lot, like all the girls drank, like not once did, like if you watch the season, it looks like only I did ever.
Yeah.
And you know, I did the first 2 weeks, maybe the first 10 days, and I didn't touch alcohol after that. We filmed for 2 months. Yeah. And then they just kept using that footage and kept perpetuating it through the whole entire season.
Yeah. And then
when that wasn't...
Those shady bitches filmed you sitting next to the pool talking to the bush. I was like, who in this situation wouldn't be drinking? Like, poor chick's like struggling. Give her a break.
Yeah, I know. And in that moment in particular, I was like talking to my grandpa who had just passed away a couple of years ago. Aww. And I was telling him to please, please, please send me a sign because I was not prepared for them to weaponize my trauma. And that's what I was trying to figure out, like if I was making the right decision being on the show, because they were spending so much time constantly trying to hurt me.
Oh my God.
And then I heard the bushes. I heard the bushes going and I was like, oh my God. Like they're filming me and it probably looks like I'm talking to myself. So then I just immediately went to like, hey cousin, I was trying to cover up like me crying, like trying to talk to my
grandpa. Said the bushes were moving, I literally thought it was like a sign from your like your grandpa. I was like, oh, that's so good. And then you're like, oh no, just the cameras.
Lisa, our favorite, hands down, our favorite part of the America's Next Top Model series is those crazy makeover days. You know, when all the girls go to the hairdresser joint and they give them new do's, new bobs, new looks, they get the most outrageous extensions put in. And some of the girls, there's always one girl every season that Tyra tries to force to shave all her hair off. Like, it's just outrageous. These poor girls get given these, some of them get lucky out and get really good looks, but other ones, you feel like Tyra is just trying to kick them while they're down and make give them a shit haircut so they crack and crumble under the pressure. Did you see that go down? Like, the poor girl's getting their hairs cut off and they don't want to? Like, it breaks my heart.
Well, when you're in it, when you're, like, actually in it, you don't really know if they're doing this for your look or not. Like, you're trying to be open-minded.
Yeah.
Like, one thing that I thought was super funny is, here's an example of, like, we're like, what the fuck? Okay, so on the All-Stars, they had Alexandria, I don't know if you remember, but she was, like, the bad girl from Cycle 16.
Yeah.
She basically got the same type of, like, formula that I got from my original season.
Yeah.
Like, the crazy, you know, really good at modeling, but, like, fucking not, and bitchy, you know, whatever. We noticed that on her original season, they gave her, really long hair, and Tyra said that that's her look, you know, like that's how she should model for in her career.
Yeah.
And then she went straight into the All-Stars, and then they cut her hair exactly like my hair. Like, we had exactly the same color and haircut. And then when we both were like, holy shit. And then she's like, you know, this is weird because I watched your, this is what, Alexandria said to me after makeovers. She's like, you know what's really crazy is I know that they edit, like, we're basically the same person for America's Next Top Model. And I was like, oh, interesting. And she's like, don't you think it's funny that just last season, Tyra said that this should be my haircut really long. And now she just cut my hair exactly like your haircut. And when we watched the season, they were using, like, if a girl looked like they were using the back of her head to make it seem like it was me, like if she was fighting with Bianca.
Oh,
and we're like,
God.
Oh my God, they did that for editing purposes because we're the two bitches so that they can make us both look like each other because our hair was like the same, like it was like blondish gold.
For people that don't know, they did some very outrageous shit over the years. Like, they've done biracial photo shoots. They made some poor girl who her friend had passed away pose in a coffin the next day and another girl whose friend.
That was fucked up.
Yeah.
I think that was super, super fucked. Yeah. I think that's all really horrible. That being said, knowing that that was the very next day, like, how did they do that just the next day? Like, that, to me, it seems like it had to have been planned beforehand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But still, they should have canceled it and or let her not do it and her maybe do something else, like, just to be considerate. And of course they wouldn't, you know? And that's so fucked up.
Yeah, and then
if that was my show, I would have been like, no, she's not doing that. Nope.
It's not going to happen. And the poor girl who was complaining or she was really insecure as she gained weight, then the next day they made her dress up as an elephant and pose as gluttony or something. It's like, this poor girl, she's already insecure about her weight gain and here you are making her dress up as an elephant and pose for a photo shoot. Like, it's just criminal.
Oh, exactly. Like my original season, I was 24 at the time.
Whoa.
This was season 5 and they thought that I was so fucking old. And so when we did the plastic surgery photo shoot, they gave me the injection for aging. And then the girls, they put chairs right in front of my photo shoot that was for Botox. Told the girls to sit there right in front of me while they were calling me an alcoholic whore. And I'm glad that she got the Botox because she's old. They were saying all of that right in front of me. And the producers egg it on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you guys remember the Jackass photo shoot?
Yes, with the diaper. When you pissed in the diaper, that was my favorite thing ever.
Okay, so listen to this. I'm going to fucking blow your mind. You ready? Why the fuck did I pee in the diaper?
Because you were trying.
They made it look like I just didn't give a shit and I just ran downstairs and just decided to pee in a diaper in front of everybody.
Yeah.
No, that's not what happened. And Ken Mock fucking knows this too. And he still portrayed it like he did, which just shows you how low they'll go. But I'm going to tell you, because it's going to end up funny.
Yeah.
Okay? You're going to laugh at the end of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So at the Jackass photo shoot, I once again tried to leave everybody. And so I went on the roof to escape everybody because I found a moment. And I took off my mic and I just sat on the roof by myself. And then all of a sudden, Ken Mock walks up to the roof with some other suitors. I don't know who these guys were, but they were wearing suits. And he goes, what? He's like, are you wearing a mic? And I said, no. And he said, are you sure? And I was like, it's right there. So he went to go check and make sure if it was off himself. So obviously this was important. He goes, Lisa, you can sail through this competition if you want to, but that's up to you. And I really need you to calm down. Like, you're just going a little too crazy. And I'm like, you guys are literally manipulating all my interviews. You keep bringing up all my childhood trauma in my interviews. If you want me to continue to sail and chill the fuck out, then stop doing that. And I was like, you're pinning all the girls on me. I know that you guys are telling them all that I'm a fucking bitch and that I'm talking behind their back and I'm not. So you're fucking lying. All of you guys are lying to them. And you think that's easy for me? Like, knowing that everybody's treating me like they hate me. I was like, that's fucking bullshit. I was like, Ken, if you want me to sail through this, then be nice. Like, don't tell everybody to lay the fuck off, right? And stop creating this around me. You guys are doing this, right?
Yeah.
And he pats my shoulder and he goes, you got this, girl. I was like, are you going to stop? And he's like, no. But like, just get it together and just calm down. He's like, all you got to do is just calm down. Which is the most gaslighty thing you can fucking say to a young girl that has a lot of trauma that they've already been weaponizing it.
Yeah.
And so I knew, he's like, put your mic on and go back downstairs. So I put my mic on and I think I was just going into fight or flight at that moment.
Yeah.
I was so fucking triggered and pissed off because he refused to do my small request.
Yeah.
And so on the way downstairs, there were these diapers because it was the Jackass guys. Of course, there's just a bag of diapers laying around. So in my head, I was like, I'm going to fucking piss on a show. So I ran downstairs. I put on the fucking diaper in the bathroom. I went down and I knew that I was going to step on fucking set because he made me go downstairs and join everybody. And I was going to piss on the fucking diaper in front of everybody. And Ken Mock was going to go right behind the cameras and see that that's what I did. And that's me doing that to our conversation. Like,
that
fuck
is
your show.
Everything.
Right? So that's why I did it. And then, do you know what happened after that?
Oh my God.
Do you guys remember? Then all the whole episodes of me running around the house saying, calm down, eat a fucking cookie. Right? Wearing all those crazy hats and t-shirts. That's me being a smart ass to Ken Mock.
Oh my God.
That was me being like, calm the fuck down, eat a cookie, everybody. Like, that was me, like, doing a big middle finger to Ken Mock. That's what that was.
Good. That makes us love you even more now, Lisa. That's iconic.
I could listen to you tell stories for hours.
Lisa, I want to know
that. Isn't that good?
That is so
and
good.
And nobody knows. Nobody knows that.
Holy shit.
That's literally
shit.
Me being like, fuck you, fuck this show, because you aren't allowed to talk about production.
You'll
get sued for $5 million. So that was my way of continuing the show, being memorable, weaponizing what I can do as the show for ratings and be memorable while I'm also saying fuck you to Ken Mock and the show.
That was your middle finger to those manipulating bastards. Lisa, I want to know though, in this world that we're in at the moment, this TikTok world where 15 seconds, that's all you got. I want to know if Tyra Banks was standing directly in front of you, you had 15 seconds, what would you do and say? Would you hug her? Would you kiss her? Would you throw a drink in her face? face. Would you slap her? What would be going down in that 15 seconds? Give it to me, Queen.
Fuck you.
Really? Would you still be angry? You'd say,
that's really hard because there's so many emotions. I think ultimately, it'd take more than 15 seconds, but I really think that she needs to face some accountability and apologize to the line of girls behind me. Yeah. Like, I'm fine, you know?
Yeah.
And also, it's weird. Like, she fucking tripped me out, bro.
Yeah.
She fucking tripped me out. Here's an example. I hadn't seen her for years, okay?
Yeah.
This is just how weird Tyra is, okay? This is fucking bizarre. So she knew on All Stars that I was engaged to be married.
Yeah.
And then a year after, once it aired, right? A year after we had it, All Stars had aired, I got married to my husband.
Multiple people have come out of the woodwork saying Tyra behind the scenes was just some crazy dictating bitch. Like, it is multiple people.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
She couldn't say hi. You guys, I'm not kidding. It wasn't like, hey, Lisa. No, it was, hey, Lisa, why didn't you change your last name?
You're like, what the hell?
What?
And so the people listening can follow you on Instagram, obviously, at Lisa_D'Amato. So D-A-M-A-T-O. Follow her on Insta. We love following Lisa. And once again, we appreciate you so much, Queen. You're an inspiration to the world, to every reality TV person and fan under the sun. You are so goddamn fierce, and we just love you even more now. So thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so glad I could tell you the fucking diaper story. Because I tell you to this day, people are like, you're just that stupid bitch that pisses a diaper on reality TV. And I'm like, if you only fucking knew the story, bitch, I'm hardcore.
Well, now they do.
Yes.
Now they do.
Thank you so much.
Calm down, bitch.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for taking the time out of your day to speak to us, and have a great night.
Yes.
You guys have a wonderful morning. Go out on the coffee. You guys are
going to
explode.
I know.
Thanks so much, Lisa. We love you, Queen.
Bye.
Love you too. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too, Lisa. Bye.
Well, that's another episode done and dusted. We are like smashing through these episodes.
Yes, so it's bringing back all the memories from America's Next Top Model back in the day. How cool was Lisa?
Yes, there has been so many like problematic top model moments, hasn't there?
Oh my God, I'm just thinking, because this is really cool reminiscing about all the past series back in the day, but remember all the crazy body image things the judges would critique the girls on? I don't remember her name. Oh, Danielle. They told this one chick, Danielle, she had this really beautiful gap in her tooth, teeth.
Yeah.
They told her, like, if you want to make it in the modeling industry, you got to fix that gap. Like, could you imagine saying that to a girl nowadays on reality TV?
But then wasn't it only like a few seasons back, like a few years ago, didn't Tyra say that the gap should be bigger because it's like a trend or something like that?
Yes. Oh my God. And then in Soccer 4, get this, there was a girl whose friend died. And then the next day in one of the photo shoots, they made her pose on top of a fake corpse. Like, are you kidding me?
I should laugh, but like, that's just like hectic. Even like, this one's actually funny. And I actually, on our little nights, on Saturday nights, when we have a few drinks, we watch YouTube clips, and it's one we always watch where Tyra like faints in front of everyone. She like faints, and all the girls like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And she goes, this week's acting week.
That's so good. You know what will go down as the most iconic moment ever in reality TV?
When we won Amazing Race of Show.
second to that, I've never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
Oh my God.
We were rooting for you. I was rooting for you. How dare you? Learn something from this.
Maybe I am angry, Tyra. Maybe I am angry.
Oh my God. You know what else is crazy though? The downright dangerous America's Next Top Model challenges they made them do. Remember how they made them walk in those crazy stilettos, almost hoping that they'll trip and fall? And then there was a runway where there was like pendulums, like concrete pendulum swinging.
Oh my God, yes.
And they were almost like trying to get the girls to get hit by these crazy swinging pendulums.
But what I think is like the most shady part about all that is when like they get hit by a pendulum or like they fall over in these hectic heels and then the judges look at each other and we're like, not acceptable. Yes.
Oh my God. I remember there's been a few over the years, a few photo shoots where Tyra wanted the girls to pose naked.
Yes.
And a few of them have said no because of like self principles or religious reasons.
Yeah.
And then Tyra sent them home because they didn't take their clothes off and pose nude. Like, could you fucking imagine doing that kind of stuff nowadays? It just would not be accepted.
I know. Oh, my goodness. I'm just trying to think someone's telling me, take your clothes off and we'll pay you lots of money. I'm like, okay. Yes.
I remember the girl who fainted because she was just so nervous and scared about the judges' critiques.
Didn't she have fully like a passed pre-existing out. Thing or something?
Oh, she did.
But still.
And she just passed out cold. And there's been a few girls who have been hospitalized through the season not of eating. Filming. I don't know, not eating or sick, like the diseases or something's going on in their body. They've been hospitalized, but then Tyra's like held that against them and still sent them home. It's like these poor girls are in hospital. They can't even do the challenges or, I don't know, runways, and then they're going to get sent home. Like, give them a chance.
One thing I would like to know is like, is there big producers that are like prompting Tyra to be this crazy and awful? Like,
I think Janice Dickinson came out and said, like, yeah, she was obviously the bitch judge on the show, but Tyra snapped and chopped and changed everything she said to make her even more of the crazy, outspoken, outrageous bitch. I don't know. I miss Top Model though, because it ended, didn't it?
Yeah,
they did 24 seasons.
I think it was the last season of it.
They've got to bring it back. Wonder if Tyra will ever host it. You couldn't have any other judge but Tyra. Didn't Rita Ora try and host it on one of the very last seasons? I kid you not, Rita Ora was one of the hosts, or the actual host of the whole show, I think in the final two seasons.
Oh my God.
Correct me if I'm wrong, people listening, but you can't have it without Tyra. If Tyra's not involved, I'm sorry, I'm not watching.
I love that you're like, we just bag the fuck out of Tyra and then be like, but she better be the host.
They should bring Lisa back as the host.
Yeah, that would be iconic. Well, if you're enjoying The Real House Husbands, make sure you share our podcast across all your social medias, tagging at Tim and Rod
on
all your platforms.
Yeah, and do not miss next week. We have another amazing guest lined up. It's going to be another fun chat, so make sure you tune in for that one. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
It's time to go.
Thanks for listening to The Real House Husbands podcast.
Bye, pumpkin.
Keep up to date with at Tim and Rod on Instagram.
Doing what we love to do the most.
And subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.